Monday Motivation for April 1st, 2024. How to deal. Thanks for joining me for Monday Motivation. I hope you're encouraged to be a doer of God's Word this week. I hope your Resurrection Sunday was meaningful and praise-filled. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus is the central event in Christianity. It's the reason we're Christians, and how a person responds to it defines their eternal destination. We're instructed in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that if Jesus was not resurrected, we are to be pitied more than anyone else. Paul was also inspired to write earlier in that chapter that the message he shared of Jesus' death and resurrection was according to the Scriptures. The whole of the Bible surrounding the Gospels supports and elaborates the message of those accounts of Jesus' life. In John's Gospel account, chapter 20 is devoted to the initial reactions to the empty tomb and resurrected Christ. The reactions of those involved give us a greater insight. Mary Magdalene arrives at the tomb first. She sees the stone rolled away. It also appears that she must have looked inside the tomb as well, since her later statements reflect knowledge that it was empty. She's unsure and fearful with this revelation. She goes immediately to Peter and John to seek help. Later, when we see her, she's almost hysterical with grief. Verse 11 describes her as crying, but a more literal translation is wailing in anguish. In her interactions with angels and Jesus, she appears to be oblivious to their divine nature and presence. That is, until Jesus calls her name. Many events in this life leave us wondering why. Even aspects of our faith can do this. In each case, we should seek the counsel of the Lord in Scripture and prayer. We should also seek the counsel of other believers. In living this life together, dependent on Christ, we must lean on His understanding to find a firm place to stand. Peter runs with John to the tomb and barrels right in as he arrives. He finds the linen wrappings lying in a pile and the head wrapping folded neatly separate from them. In this account, he neither speaks nor acts. He simply observes what happened and returns to where he was staying, amazed and bewildered. If we don't find ourselves flying off the handle and losing our center like Mary, we may be reacting like Peter. Outrage and tragedy fatigue can be real things given the state of media and information today. We can become numb to what is happening around us. We may see it, we may even process it in some way, but it all seems to run right off of us without any effect. Ignoring what happens is not the point. It's like ignoring a test and then expecting a good grade. One point of our faith is to live out our lives in the context of the resurrection, no matter what's happening. If we lose sight of that, we may just miss the opportunity we have to impact those around us. Verse 8 says that John entered the tomb, saw, and believed. The Greek word translated saw means perceive with understanding. John was granted a spiritual perception of the events that led to belief. Belief in the Greek is a verb related to a noun often translated faith. It conveys the idea of trust and firm conviction that someone or something is true. John saw what had happened and was able to believe that it was something God had done, not man. This would allow John to accept the events and trust God, even though he didn't fully understand. Rather than overreacting or underreacting, we should strive to see everything in the context of God's work in the world. It is through trust in Him that we find the ability to navigate the struggles of life in a way that can influence those around us for the sake of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and I pray God's best for you this week.